listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
You all know, as you've been listening this week here on KNKT, this is Star Week. Our sister station is the longest running contemporary Christian music station in the country. Our general manager,
woof, woof.
That's right, Chip Lusko with me now in studio. Chip, what an important ministry Star has been for a lot of people.
Well, you know, Jim, it's hard to estimate the impact it's had. Who would have thought Albuquerque, New Mexico would be the launch pad for an entire new genre of Christian format radio?
Well, and we've had some really neat interviews this week. We had Wednesday, we had Rudy Grande, we had Steve McKee, Steve Ryman, Brad and Judy Key, Randy Rich, who's a good friend of yours,
Randy,
as well. And everybody has been involved in some way, in some capacity. Even our own Steve Ryman has been involved with KLYT. Star 88 is still KLYT. It used to be branded K-Light. Again, I'm so happy that Albuquerque and New Mexico is on the top of a good list.
Oh, yeah. No comment.
Chip, you have been managing the station, and you manage other Christian radio stations around the country. Hmm. What's special about Star 88?
Oh, my. Well, you know, did you ever watch the Star Trek episode where it was about M5, which was a computer that a brilliant scientist imprinted his engrams onto a computer? And it reflected his emotions. It wasn't just technical. It was also emotional. Mm-hmm. And that's what Star 88 is to me. I mean, Jim, I've been doing Christian radio for 43 years. I counted them just for this interview.
Well, you already dated us by talking about Star Trek. So, hey,
come
I'm
on.
Not worried about
you know
it.
What? if you aren't into Star Trek, get current. In any case, the original Star Trek and yes. The other stuff, whatever. But the point was that Star 88 is really the culmination of what I've learned and dreamed and failed at over all these years. You know, I've been involved with over 100 Christian radio stations, managing and building and whatnot. And I've learned a lot. I've done stuff that wasn't effective, and I've learned what not to do. Mm-hmm. So Star 88 is my prodigal child. If you will.
Chip, you have a lot of children, as do I. And one of my questions I had on this list, because this is something that I actually identify my children by certain Christian songs that I knew they loved. Do you have some of those songs that makes you think about your children?
You know, that it's so funny you ask that. I don't. No. What I do have is, because when I drove my kids to Hope every morning for years and years, and I should have a wing named after me at Hope. I told those guys I should. I've invested enough money in Hope, which I love the Huskies because everyone's a Husky.
That's woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof.
There we go.
And there you go. And but what I do have is, because we have both stations, KNKT and Star, and driving in, if I was on time, we would hear the end of Chuck Smith in The Word for Today, the song that he had as a theme song. But the kids always had what they called the song of lateness. If they heard the intro to John Corson's song, his program, they'd know we were late.
You were late.
And so that is a song that relates to my children.
That is really funny. Yeah. Chip, a couple years ago, Calvary Church has put on the Spirit Celebration at Isotopes Park. And we had Gavi and a couple other people, Josh Baldwin and some others.
Right.
And my youngest daughter is really into rap music,
right,
which I've not really appreciated very much. And I even have said to people, I don't even understand why anybody likes that. My attitude totally changed when I saw Gavi at the Spirit Celebration at Isotopes Park. I watched that young man get off the stage, walk up right in front of Isotopes, a filled stadium, and start his lyrics and do all these different things. Every young person, and I'm going to say, young being under 30 years old. So a lot of people were standing up. And I could just tell that the Holy Spirit was using him and that music was powerful. And, you know, I think music of all kinds of genres, that has happened. We had our guests yesterday talking to Rudy Grande, and his, you know, team and Steve Reiman. By the way, those guys know every Christian artist and music today. They keep up with it so well. But they were talking about everybody from Amy Grant to One Truth to all of this different music that really was promoted initially by KLYT Radio, now Star 88.
Right.
Do we take that ministry for granted?
No, I don't think we should. I don't. When we inherited K-Lite, I understood the magnitude of it. I was a fan when I first came to Albuquerque in the early 90s. We didn't have radio here at Calvary, and I was friends with Peter Benson, great friends with Randy and Carolyn and all the team over at K-Lite. And we did a lot of work together on the Harvest Crusades that we did and Somebody Loves You and whatnot. And K-Lite is a legacy brand. I mean, it was a heavy brand in Christian radio. I understood that. And you speak about the our freedom celebrations. Well, K-Lite had the weekends in September. They did Freedom Fest for years and years and years, and we inherited that as well. And we had the truck, and we did we brought in. I mean, we had some major. I mean, grade A bands. Switchfoot was there, and on it goes. These were not grade B acts, and so K-Lite was an amazing ministry. And what Peter and Randy and the team did was astonishing.
Yes. Chip, COVID has taken its toll this year on businesses, even on radio stations. Tell me what KNKT and Star 88 have kind of accomplished together to help encourage people in this community.
Well, we've worked hand in glove with here at Calvary because we are a parachurch organization as part of Calvary of Albuquerque. And one of the things I've really appreciated about what Calvary has done is the kindness campaign in reaching out and phoning thousands of people. And our stations have been a part of that in calling people. Anybody who's been in contact with Calvary got a phone call. And we don't want anything. We want to give, encouragement and compassion. And if people need something, we want to give them something. We provided food to many, many people. I delivered food at homes, and it's been a huge thing. That's been our I guess, the off-the-air arm of reaching out about COVID. On the air, we did a nationwide special that was hosted here in Albuquerque with Skip and Joel Rosenberg, Plagues, Pandemics, and Promises. And it was huge. Speaking about, how does God use plagues? Is God behind a pandemic? And if you look biblically, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
God's using plagues from, Egypt to the New Testament, and it's one of his tools.
Chip, when you talk about Star and the young people that are listening to it now, and when I say young people, it's kind of a misnomer because everybody I know, I mean, I'm an old guy. I'm over 60 years old. I'm listening to Star. When I'm not listening to a Bible teaching program during the week on KNKT, I'm listening to Star. I have it on in my car. I know that people down in Las Cruces get Star as well. So it's really something that has reached out to the entire state of New Mexico at one time or another.
Hmm. Well, I want to talk about that, Jim. When we envisioned the format for Star, let me tell you some of the genesis of that thinking. That, yes, we originally broadcast a format called Massive Radio, M88. And I did that. That was, again, my brainchild. And because I felt the obligation that K-Lite was a community station devoted to youth. And it Massive and M88 was not the best broad-based format to do. But I did it strictly for the youth community of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing, all of the hard rock stuff. And we had Ty Curtis, and we had the Morning Team, which was a variety of incarnations of that. But we were, and I say this humbly, probably the best Christian rock station ever. I mean, I've listened to a lot of them, I mean, I'm not saying that because it was our puppy, but it was an amazing Christian rock format. And we gradually evolved into Star 88. There was a period during a sabbatical of mine when something called static radio happened, which I've never understood. But now we are doing Star 88, and it's a very accessible format, Jim. We're playing anything from Kanye West to Toby Mac, and it's working. It's really working. Let me tell you the real thing that excites me about Star that I think we're doing that I've never heard anybody else do at this level, this intensity, and this quality. We have these short-form vignettes that I've tasked our team with, and I work with some really high-quality producers to create 60-second moments of spiritual nutrients, taking a 30-minute teaching and compressing it from Tony Evans to Louis Giglio, Francis Chan, Matt Chandler, my son, and we have a whole series of them. And the idea is that as you speak about the younger generation, they are less likely to spend time listening to a 26-minute teaching program. I mean, I listen to John MacArthur religiously, if you excuse the expression, but that is not the time spent listening for most people today. And so what I said, well, they're listening to music, but I want to get them the information. And I've got to do it in a nugget, in a nutrient packed, you know, blended format. And we're doing that. We do our PowerPoints, our Star programming that has dozens of these, and that to me is more important than the music.
Well, I can absolutely concur with what you're saying. I listened to Fresh Thoughts with Levi Lusco, your son,
yes.
And they're just amazing. But you could listen to one Levi Lusco teaching and have 10 Fresh Thoughts.
Dude, I produce those personally because I hit my hands in the pie with him. He is a soundbite king. I've produced a lot of guys over the years. I've done radio programs for Bob Coy, Mike McIntosh, and I would put, you know, Skip, of course, is the king of the soundbite, but Levi is the prince. I would say that.
Yes. What does comeback for 2021 look like on both stations?
It's time. It's time for a comeback. This has been tough. This has been a showstopper. I think, and look, there's no question God's behind this. He put the brakes on the whole world. I mean, this is not coming from China or from, you know, just outer space. The Lord just said, okay, we're just going to, you know, and it's got my attention. It's changed my life, Jim. It's changed the way I do things. And, I've lost a lot. I was supposed to lead a tour to Israel. On and on it goes. I haven't been able to have our family reunion where I wanted to. And everybody has their story. Mm-hmm. And then I think about, you know, people in India and Uganda and the Sudan and what they're going through.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't dare say, gee, I wasn't able to go to blah, blah, blah. You know, I lost my trip to wherever. So God just said, hey, world, hello.
Chip, I want to play off what you just said because we think about Albuquerque, we think about New Mexico, maybe Las Cruces, different other small towns throughout our state. Depends on where you are. You're in your own little world. But Star and K-Light actually do ministry all over the world. Just talk with K.P. Yohanan the day after Thanksgiving. And when you start hearing about things, we have a program called The Great Mission. And what is going on in the rest of the world, the radio stations are really supporting.
Well, that's near and dear to my heart, Jim, as you know. I mean, so I was mentored by some guys, Skip, probably second of all, Chuck Smith, first of all, Skip, Mike McIntosh. And Mike asked me one time, he said, look, you're running radio stations. At the time I ran stations in Colorado, he said, what would change if your station went off the air tomorrow? Who would care? What difference would it make to your community? And that stuck with me as far as my ministry goes, is I want to do things that leave a mark, that if I weren't doing it, people to go, whoa, what happened to that? I just don't want to be entertainment. I just don't want to be hip and cool and playing all the right stuff. And so the first thing are the vignettes you talked about, those short forms. The people who listen to Star won't escape without at least some exposure to truth, to the great truth of Jesus, and I'm not ashamed of that. Secondly, I want to do things locally. Matthew 25 says, someday we, you, me, are going to stand before Jesus without a lawyer, and without any installation. And he's going to say, the interview's going to go like this. What'd you do for my name? And did you feed the poor? Did you visit the prisoners? And did you help the hungry? And if we go, but I did great concerts. We had stadium events. Mm-hmm. He's going to go, oh, that's lovely. I didn't ask you to do that.
Right.
I asked you to feed the poor, visit the prisoners, and help the hungry and the fatherless. And so that's what the great mission, and that's what our Mission New Mexico is all about. That's where it came from, out of my heart. You know, I say, Lord, I'm doing this. Believe me. Thank you for letting me steward K-Life for this short period of time. But when I get there, I want you to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And we're trying to get into prisons now almost desperately. I've talked to the head of prison fellowship numerous times now, trying to get involved with Operation Angel Tree again. They've gone through transition. So now we're trying to work with God Behind Bars and get iPads into prisons here because we can't send chaplains. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Yeah, the COVID has really affected everything, and there is going to be a totally new normal. This is Star Week. We've been celebrating.
There is no normal.
I know.
That is there. People are like, what's normal? There is no normal.
There's our comfort zone.
There
How about
you go.
That?
That's true.
We're broken out of our comfort zone.
We think
zone.
It's normal, but the Lord says, oh, what is that? I'll tell you what normal is. It's what I'm doing today.
Yes. Amen. Star Week this week, we're celebrating Star 88. Star is a non-commercial radio station sharing the gospel in Albuquerque and throughout New Mexico, playing the best in Christian music.
That's right.
Chip, tell us.
The greatest music this side of heaven.
There you go. I love it. Hey, I want to ask you, how do we need listeners to support the station?
Well, voluntarily, hilariously. Look, I'm terrible at raising money. I think giving is a sacred, personal, private thing. And I frankly have a lot of disgust, Jim, with how Christian ministries deal with money. And I'm a Calvary guy through and through. First Chuck 1:3 is where God guides, God provides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're looking at the worst fundraiser in the world. I can sell, refrigerators to Eskimos, as Randy Rich would say. But as far as, you know, asking people for money, look, here's what I would say to the audience right now. Figure it out. We're non-commercial. We don't do 10, 12 minutes of commercials as you see on television or radio for casinos and car dealerships and whatnot. So we're listener supported, and people know how to give.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, I want to let our listeners know you can go to Star.
Sorry, that was not, I realized that wasn't the best.
Well, I
pitch
still have
ever.
To tell people how to get in touch with us. So they need to go to Star 88.fm.
We don't want to hide it from them.
Yeah.
But I was saying, you know what? I know what's going on, and the whole Giving Tuesday thing and the matching gift thing just goes against my grain. People, you don't need gimmicks to give to God.
We just want to make people aware that
right.
It is a ministry.
It is.
And we need support. And if it's blessing you, we hope you'll go to star88.fm. Maybe you give a one-time gift of $88, or maybe you give $10 a month, something that will bless a lot of people. We've had so many people this week talking about Star, the influence of Christian music. And Chip, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your memories of maybe a Christian artist or two that's influenced your faith walk. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us. All right, second segment with Chip Lusko. 3, 2, 1. Thank you for coming back with us on ABQ Connect. I want to remind everybody that if you are looking for a mortgage, maybe you're refinancing, maybe you're looking to purchase a home, be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage. Give Ben Lucero a call at 836-5700, or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. General Manager of KNKT Radio and KLYT, also known as Star 88, in studio, Chip Lesko. Chip, you're gracious to be here. I know that you're ready to leap buildings with a single bound, right?
Well, I'm hipper than I was last time we talked, Jim, shall we say.
Hey, I'm glad you're feeling great. I'm glad you're feeling great. Chip, you've raised a family. You've got a bunch of children, and they've all been influenced heavily, I'm sure, by Christian music. How about you personally? Do you have a recollection of maybe an artist or two that you could share with us?
Oh, no, I do. Let's walk through that for a minute, Jim, because it was a huge part of my life. You know, I was saved out of the rock and roll era. I was a DJ in the rock world of the 70s. And when I became a Christian, my first exposure to Christian radio was frightening. Listening to what they were playing is like, wow, really? Man, is this what I'm doomed for the rest of my life? I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. And that was just the turning point when what was called contemporary Christian music came on the scene. It was a big, it was earth shaking. And when Bob Dylan took over the Grammys on CBS, and I would say it's, 78, maybe 79, it shook the world. I was at that time, I was in Los Angeles. I was managing a station in LA called KBRT, a Christian station. And I broke Bob Dylan's Slow Train Coming in L.A. I played that song, first one ever. And people lost their mind. Bob Dylan was like, a mini Messiah. Mm. And for him to become a Christian and to play, we were playing on this Christian station, people, it was amazing. So Bob Dylan really was a seminal event in my life. Mm. And just to decide if we have a moment. Back when I was a rock and roll DJ, I was living in Estes Park and working at a station up there. I got a nighttime job as a DJ at the Stanley Hotel, which if you saw The Shining, that was the inspiration for it. No, I'm serious. I'm playing in this lounge. I'm a DJ, disco DJ. And one day I look out there and sitting right in front of me is Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. They were on tour playing in Fort Collins, Rolling Thunder Review. And they came, they were staying at the Stanley doing rehearsals. And I entertained Bob and Joan for the night. Wow. And that was amazing. But in any case, the Christian music has come from that day to this day is light years. Mm. And so I would say Bob Dylan was huge. Toby Mac has been huge. DC Talk, you talk about rap, DC Talk for my kids. I took my kids to Red Rocks. I don't know what year it was, but DC Talk was playing, and my son Daniel, who was 10 or 12, went down front and went off dancing to DC Talk. That mm-hmm. changed his life. Mm-hmm. So, my kids all preached at Freedom Fest, Levi, Daniel, and Jesse, and Christian music has been a huge influence to all their lives.
Yeah. Well, I know for my children, my five children have all been blessed by mm-hmm. Star. They were all blessed by K-Lite.
Yes.
Because I have a couple older children that listened to K-Lite for a number of years. I've been blessed by K-Lite. I started in the Christian Broadcasting Academy when wow. I was a sophomore wow. in college. So that would have been 1978,
mm.
a couple years after Rudy Grande took over. And he taught us how to do everything. We were spinning records. Well, young people today, they don't even know what vinyl is.
Yeah.
And I just think I get a kick out of it.
I do want to really make sure that we give snaps to Randy mm. and to Carolyn. And I can't name all the names, but I look back to that and what they did over at Scottsdale Village. I mean, that was monumental. It was huge. The chemistry, the momentum, it was different than it's all different than now. Mm-hmm. But what Randy did was extraordinary.
What do you think, Chip, people need today during COVID? The radio stations have really been able to reach people mm. that are shut in their homes.
That's good, yeah. Well, I mean, people need to, as much as they can, get online and get spiritually fed. Look, being online is not the same as going to church. And people say, well, when this is over, we get back to normal, whatever that. look, it could get different in 2020. People say, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. Well, be careful what you wish for. There's no guarantee 2021 is going to be in a picnic. But in any case, you know, church is the assembly of people together. And you can't do it on your couch eating Doritos. I mean, you can have parts of it, but it's not the same kind of fellowship, Jim.
Yeah. Chip, one of the things that I've been blessed with since I've been here, which is a little bit over a year and a half, is when I first sat down with you, I said, you know, is this a Calvary thing? And you said, no, this is a community thing.
Absolutely.
And we really have had some amazing interactions with other churches. We've been feeding people. You mentioned feeding the hungry. Mm. We've had Convoy of Hope and Samaritan's Purse both doing amazing things through us and with us, and we've been promoting that. We've had Northwest Harvest Fellowship with Jason Dickinson. We've had Citizen Church and Sagebrush and Legacy and all kinds of different churches interacting with us and doing some great things.
Well, that, I mean, I'm committed. And I have great friends all over the Christian community here. And it's not a Calvary thing. I don't want it to be a Calvary thing. Mm. We seldom talk that, you know, that's not our focus here at all. And so we invite and welcome any kind of support and interaction, Jim.
We have also had some real success with people coming into the station. And you mentioned the kindness campaign. Mm. And we'll talk about dropping off goods. By the way, that's still going on right now. There's still people in tremendous need. You can drop off good dry goods. You can drop off non-perishable food items and things at Calvary Church or out at Calvary Westside anytime. And those items are distributed. But we also interact with other ministries like Feed New Mexico Kids, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. These are just a couple of the types of charitable organizations that come on the air on our show, ABQ Connect, and we talk to them and we find out what they're doing and how we can help and try to mobilize volunteers. So the mission of the station at KNKT and Star 88 is way, way, way bigger than a lot of people perceive.
Well, we're a electronic billboard, a digital billboard, if you will. Mm-hmm. People can come, a community billboard, to find out what's happening. That's part of my vision here. We offer free airtime to any charity, any Christian charity that is doing a non-charge, non-profit event. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
We want people to come here and find out. We want to be kind of the pulse of the Christian community.
Yes. We also have a lot of businesses. Some that have the same faith position we have. Some of them are Christians. Some of them are not. And yet, because they're on a station like ours, they are perceived and actually honor having some integrity, providing excellent services, and they get great results from supporting the community that listens to Star 88 and KNKT.
Well, the reason for that is our audience has integrity. Mm. Our audience pays their bills. Mm. Which is not true for the population in general, frankly. And so people understand that.
Yeah.
And our audience are family oriented, and they're interested in furthering the best things for our city.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of a customer you want.
Amen. We're going to have one more segment with Chip Lusko. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Tacos. Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassburger.com. Village Pizza, two locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon appetit.
At Creca Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Creca Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheCrecaLawFirm.com.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
A glittery gown turns a frown upside down.
In the new movie Godmother, now streaming on Disney+, the idea of what a fairy godmother should be gets a 21st century makeover. For eons, a godmother's job has been to help a prince and a girl find love. But times have changed, and a new godmother named Eleanor is determined to change with them. Never mind that her assigned girl is actually a weary 40-something single mom. There's some drinking, a bit of profanity, and some suggestive innuendo here, plus magic, of course. But the story ultimately suggests what's most important is learning to be happy in each moment. So we're giving Godmother a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. General Manager Chip Lusko. Chip is the General Manager of KNKT Radio and KLYT. You know that as Star 88. Hope you're listening to both stations. Chip, you've got a vision. You're one of those guys that's looking 5 years ahead. What do you see for the radio stations?
Well, first we look back, Jim. There's three principles that I use for management and for leadership. Look back, look around, look forward. So let's learn from the past. Let's see what God's doing today, and let's, according to Isaiah, expand our borders. Mm-hmm. And so we want to pray big. We want to go big. And first of all, it's interesting to me that radio is still functional. I mean, people predicted the demise of radio and TV. And I remember I went to Michigan State University, Jim. This is 1976. And going to graduate classes there in Michigan State, and cable TV was just being tested in East Lansing, Michigan back then. And I remember professors saying that terrestrial TV will be gone by the 90s because cable will take it over. And I've got cable TV in my home, Jim. I've got hundreds of channels. I can't find anything to watch. I don't know about you. I spend 20 minutes going through all the things that I could buy a lot of things, a lot of infomercials and whatnot. But the point being this, here's why local TV and radio has survived and thrived. The word is local. People don't want to watch something all foreign and national and all the rest. They want to have the opportunity to be entertained. But when push comes to shove, they want to know what's happening in their world. And that's why terrestrial radio and TV will continue to survive. So, you know, as a person who owns Christian properties and I consult those who do, I'm saying, look, it's not going away. Go and try to, you know, look at the price value of Channel 7 in New Mexico, how it's gone in the last 20 years. Has it gone down? No.
No.
No. And the reason, and there are hundreds of choices, hundreds of choices, and people are still watching Channel 7. Why is that? Local, local, local. And I've taken that to heart at our programming of these stations.
Chip, you mentioned that we offer people to have a voice that are in charitable organizations. If they have special events, they're allowed to post their event on our social media.
We'll run schedules for them if it's a large event. We've worked with numerous groups like that.
Yeah, and we frequently will do PSAs. I'll have people on the show. But here's something that maybe some people are not aware of. We have, like, homeless ministries, and we have other ministries that actually come to our stations and say, look, we'd actually like to buy a schedule because the return on our investment, the frequency of our message to the public really helps us. Mm. And they do advertising and they do grant announcements like on Star, and it really benefits their ministries.
Absolutely. And that's part and parcel of what we do. And we frankly depend on that part of our revenue streams, Jim. But, back to the principle of the past, the present, the future. So I look back and I say, well, look, we're not going away. Good operators are going to continue. Look, in this environment, bad radio operators are going out of business. And that's happened. I know people who said, I'm turning in my license. And so, good. But the people who understand the principles are going to thrive, and we're among them. Now, so that's the past. The present is that things are shifting beneath our feet, Jim. And we've tried to be as aggressive as we can be in the digital arena, in Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and all the rest. And that's part of now our smorgasbord, a buffet of where we reach to our audience. So that's the present. But what about the future? What's next for Christian media? And we have to understand that people's appetites are changing and people's access points are changing. So I want to be available at the access point when people need the people in the middle of the night. When I'm going through medical things right now, and so my sleep is a real hard thing. I'm trying to understand people who are in prisons. And
I am getting your emails at 4 in the morning.
And hospitals. Forgive me. And hospitals and whatnot. People are suffering. And people who have depression. And people who don't want to wake up in the morning. Suicide is on the rise. And we want to be there for them. Look, they can go here if the Eagles won or the Broncos have a new quarterback or not. Or they can hear about the stock market and what's happening politically. But that's not going to change their lives.
Yes.
We're there to say, hey, no matter where you're at, Jesus will reach you. And that's our story.
Chip, you've been in the pulpit. You've been a pastor. You've been managing radio stations for a long time. Do you feel like the evangelism that you've been involved with on the radio stations is more important than being in the pulpit, or do you feel like you're just more gifted in that area?
Good question, Jim. Well, there's nothing like being in the pulpit, first of all. I mean, that moment, and if I've had opportunities to, step in for Skip over the years, maybe a lot of times, that's a moment pregnant with power, because that's a high perch to be in. But the point being that the pulpit is something sacred to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something I can't even express in words. But so that's inviolable, and that's separate from, preaching personally or preaching ministering broadcast-wise. I would say this to you, that the bottom line is when I got saved, Jim, people say, well, God gave me this life verse. I don't know what your life verse is, but I didn't have one from God, so I went and got one. On my own. I'm not waiting. And if I have one life verse, is that God's word does not return to him void.
Yes.
And so in whatever language, whatever form, I said, you know what? I recently wrote down my resume of everything I've done over the years and said, if I leave a legacy behind of God's word, he'll superintend that. Mm. And I just turn it loose, and then it's up to him.
Chip, I want to ask you just a couple final questions, but I want to focus this on honoring God through what I will call excellence. Hmm. And that's something you really emphasize with both STAR and KNKT.
Well, you know, that comes from my training in rock radio. I mean, you know, I come from the true Drake Chenault, if you remember those days, yeah. Drake Chenault format, where literally, Jim, guys would have the red phone in the control room. And if they made any kind of slip on the air, that phone would ring and the PD would fire them on the air. Wow. But not literally on the air, but while they were on the air. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the kind of intensity, you know, the professionalism was preparation, passion, and the attention to detail. Mm. And that's what drives me. That's what I inherited from the guys that mentored me in rock radio. I mean, I came up with the best. It was some of the best programmers. And these guys didn't put up with, there was no slack. There was dead air was like, you'd be dead if you allowed dead air. That's where I came from. I tried to bring that, and I have had to mellow a little bit. I didn't want to kill too many DJs. I was pretty intense in the early days. I've had guys tell me, you know, you called me at 2 a.m. in the morning and said, why is there 3 seconds of dead air? I've stopped doing that. But that's the kind of excellence I demand of myself.
Well, you know, it's scriptural from the first book of Hesitations. The DJ's motto is keep talking. You'll think of something to say.
Well, the other one, so I've learned segueing from being in the pulpit is telling musicians, shut up and sing. That's the other mantra.
There you go. Hey, Chip, you have a very special gift for people that you've come up with. And speaking of excellence, Dr. Tony Evans, one of the teachers on both STAR and KNKT, again, vignettes on STAR along with great music. Mm. But you're offering a book for anybody that comes alongside us and wants to help us.
It's called Your Comeback. Jim, I need a comeback. This was 2020 has been a setback. I mean, financially, relationally, people are struggling. People are, this has changed our world. We need a comeback. And so we're giving the free book, Your Comeback by Tony Evans. Tony, I mean, what a guy. I mean, he's a chaplain to the Dallas Cowboys. I've been around Tony some at different Christian events, and just a lovely individual. And what a preacher. I literally have never heard a bad message from him. And I've listened to thousands. He's incapable of teaching a bad message. In any case, if you'll make any kind of donation, in fact, if you want the free book, you don't have to give anything. Just let us know. We'll send you the free book, Your Comeback by Tony Evans, because we want your setback to become a comeback in 2021.
Get in touch with us at star88.fm, or you can go to knkt.com. Either place, you can make a donation. You can help support us keep this ministry on the air. Chip, last word for us.
You know what, Jim? I'm so glad you asked, because I did a contemporary Christian show in Los Angeles on radio rock stations. There was a time, Jim, when Christian contemporary music was so extraordinary that rock stations would come to me at Calvary of South Bay, because I was the media director there, and pay me to do shows on their Sunday morning. It wasn't just God's Ghetto at 4 a.m. It was like 9, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we called it the Calvary Connection, which really is the genesis of what Skip was there with us then, of what the Calvary Connection became here in Albuquerque. That's where the name came from. And we had an outro, my buddy and I, Kent, we do it every time. And here's our outro today. Look around, then look up, Maranatha.
Amen. Chip Lesko, thank you so much. We appreciate all your support as a staff. We have a blast. This is just fun. This is not a job. This is an amazing thing. Want to ask our listeners one more time, if you can help support Star 88, go to star88.fm. It's been a special week, Star Week. Chip's the last of us to kind of summarize the whole week, and we appreciate you being with us. And God bless. Heal fast from getting those hips back in order.
See you on the courts, Jim.
There you go. Thank you for joining us today.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.